Okay, what's up, everybody? This is Lee Campbell. You are tuned into the Still Her Man podcast. This is the first episode, and I'm going to be teaching you all how to steal somebody man who don't need him, who don't deserve him. Nah, but for real though, I know this title of this podcast is going to get a lot of attention. A lot of people are going to be tuned in thinking that I'm about to be on some other stuff, but I'm really, 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 really happy to be here talking to you all today because, listen, if it is not one thing that I care about deeply, listen, it's black women. All right, I love black women. I am a black woman. I came from a black woman. My whole family is filled with black women. But let me tell y'all something about these black women. We got the game all fucked up. Yes, I said it, and it's gonna be cursing on this podcast. So I hope y'all are not offended by that. Because sit down, because Little Lee is gonna tell y'all how our whole community is fucked up right now. And the reason why is because us as black women, we playing with our pussy. Yes, I said it. We playing games with our pussy. We don't understand how powerful the pussy is. And so we giving it away to any Tom, Dick, Harry that slide up in our DMs. You know what I mean? Who, where you at? Sent you that text message this morning. Good morning, beautiful, with the smiley face and the heart eyes. We giving away the pussy to these fools. Not only giving it away, but giving away our wounds. Hello, hello, hello. Giving away our most sacred part of our body, which is our pussy, our womb. We reproduce, we create life. We are goddesses and queens, and we settling for paupers and homeless niggas, okay? Listen, so I created this podcast. I also wrote a book a couple of years ago called Bae, The Three Types of Men and How to Love Them, because I'm trying to help my black women understand that you are a goddess and that you should not let these men and their attitudes and their goals and their thought processes change how you value yourself. So I made the name of this podcast some ratchet shit because I knew it was gonna get attention, because I need the people who need to hear this message the most to be tuned in. Okay, now on the other side of me giving out relationship advice, I am also a businesswoman. Don't get it twisted, baby. I'm about my bag. All right, so I'm always giving out tips about entrepreneurship, marketing, sales, and everything like that. But because at the end of the day, when you're trying to start a business, it's all about a relationship. So if you understand relationships, you can understand business. If you're trying to understand business, you need to understand relationships. Okay, so it goes hand in hand. And that's why somebody can say, well, Lee, how you go from talking about business to talking about bums, talking about men and women and love and all this other shit? Because it's all the same thing. It's just a different result. One gets money, another gets money. I'm gonna tell y'all about that too. So it all goes hand in hand. It's just the way you do it. One, you have customers, and one, you have a boo. When you have a man or a significant other, you have masculine energy. So the point of this podcast is to teach ladies, black women, hello, tune in, to teach y'all about femininity. Say it with me, femininity, because some of y'all forgot y'all are women. Y'all going to work, y'all making the money, y'all coming home, y'all taking care of the kids, y'all doing everything for everybody but yourself. And that's why we as black women have forgotten that we are queens and goddesses, and we are to receive, baby. We are to receive. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. It ain't about taking somebody, nigga. Because if a man can be taken, girl, he ain't worth it anyway. I promise you that. So this podcast is going to be about how to be a woman. And take, if you going to take a man, because y'all ain't going to like this part, but if a man is not married, he's single. He think like that. Y'all need to too. Hello. So with that, all that being said, let me get into a little bit of the why, the real reason why it is so important for us as Black women to cherish and harness and get back our femininity, y'all. I'm about to get deep. So check this out. Listen to me. Now, if you are not aware of the state of the Black community, you have been living under a damn rock, because what's going on in our community is some fucked up shit. All right? You got all these men roaming around here acting like women. They got their long hair. They showing their asses. They all talking about how they got all these hoes. They in and out of jail, right? They got all these baby mamas and kids they can't afford to take care of. They all want to be rappers and basketball players, and they don't want to have a real job. They don't know how to pay taxes. They trying to get their baby mama refund every year so they can go buy some damn Jordans, right? Living at their mama house, grandma house, they bought baby mama house, the side chick house, whoever couch they can be on. Right? This is the men of our community. This is the damn men. All right? Then you got the women out here chasing after these bum ass dudes. All right? They over here working two or three jobs to take care of little day-day and them. Right? Taking care of the house, paying all the bills. You know what I'm saying? Spending their tax money on crab legs so they can go out with Tyrone, who work at Taco Bell. You get what I'm saying? Letting him drive her car, drop her off at work while he go home, while he run around and make plays, all right? And he pull up on whoever he wants to in her damn car, loaning him money so he get paid, buying up his food stamps, you know what I mean? Basically taking care of a man. Do y'all see how the roles of a man and a woman have been reversed in our community? I swear, I put this on everything. We are the only community of people where this shit is like this. The shit is backwards. If you look at Asians, Latinos, white people, Caucasians, Africans, don't nobody, men do what the women do and the women do what the men do, but Black people. Now, why do y'all think that is? I'm gonna do a pop quiz. And why do y'all really think that our roles are completely reversed right now? I'm gonna give y'all a hint, okay? All right, it started in about what, 1600s? Came, you know what I'm saying, had some boats involved and shit or whatever. So yes, if you guess slavery, you right on the money, honey. Slavery is the reason why that Black men and Black women and the Black family is in turmoil right now, okay? The reason why is because they made it this way. These people literally concocted this plan to make the Black race dependent on a system, okay? Dependent on a system. Back in the day when we had slavery, they took the Black man, they took the strongest Black man out of the home and they sold him down the road, right? Left the family. The female had to tend to herself. She had to protect the children. She had to do it all the while. Master was over here raping her, right? Beating the shit out of her and her whole entire family, all right? While the man, he lost his hell. His whole family snatched from him. He alone. He don't know what to do. He can't protect them. You know what I mean? All he can do is work hard. Let me work hard. And maybe I can try to help my family. And he gets nowhere. Because guess what? The harder he works, the harder he falls. So... this shit made me want to cry for real. So, you know, our families have been broken up since we came to this country, y'all. And so let's leave slavery. Let's leave slavery. So, but it's been imprinted in our mind, the woman, I have to protect my family, and no one is here to protect me. This shit is imprinted in our mind. And the black man, he feel like, well, I'm on my own. I gotta take care of myself because I can't take care of my family. This shit is imprinted in his brain that he cannot take care of his family. He's gonna be on the road, or he gotta go somewhere because he not used to staying home. He not used to staying home and taking care of his family and protecting his family. He ain't never did it. He didn't do it. He was always gone. You know what I mean? I'll send for you. I'll send you some money. You know what I'm saying? This shit's sad. Then once slavery is abolished, you know what I mean? And the black man and the black woman trying to come back together, then that's when you start getting all the Jim Crow stuff happening. That's when all the racist stuff happening. People getting attacked, people getting hanged, people getting killed just for being black and free. You know what I'm saying? So then, boom, you still can't protect your family. You done came home, boom, you still can't protect them. Now you gotta move out the homeland you was born into. You gotta move. You gotta go from the south, go to the north. You gotta spread out. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta do all that. We ain't never been right as black people. We ain't never been right. We ain't never had it easy, and that is okay. I'm gonna keep it going in history. I'm gonna keep it going. So now we move out. We move out from the south. You know, great migration, and we go to the north. We start flourishing a little bit. Guess what's next? Civil rights movement. Civil rights movement is next, and that's when integration became the thing. Black people before then, we was making it. We was making it on our own. We had our own resources. We had our own communities. We had resources, right? So I'm not knocking integration. I'm not knocking Martin Luther King. I'm not knocking nobody. But when we started integrating, that's when it became like a competitive thing between us and the white folk, right? That's when it became, I'm equal to you. You know what I'm saying? I need to be treated equal to you. But equality ain't always been the best thing, right? So, yeah, we fighting for equality. We fighting to be able to come to y'all schools and come into their restaurants and all that. But guess what? Once we was able to do that, why are we gonna keep the black stuff going anymore? Why are we gonna keep the black all black grocery store going if I can go to the white grocery store? Because in my eyes, the white grocery store is better, right? All of this psychological shit. All of this is psychological. So then, after integration comes the feminist movement. And the feminist movement says that women, y'all stand together. Y'all stand together. No, it's not black people stand together. It's women stand together. So guess what? We took our eyes off the prize of trying to get resources and started to figure out that it was man versus woman. You know what I mean? Ooh, they played the fuck out of us, right? Now instead of it being the black person versus the others, it was the woman versus the man, the black man versus the woman. They did some good shit, y'all. That's why I'm here talking to y'all. I'm like, man, I don't know how perfect this podcast is gonna be. This is my first episode. I feel a little nervous. Like, I've never done my own podcast. I ain't writing no notes. I just knew what I wanted to say, and that's why I'm doing this shit, because I know for a fact this system has fucked us up. It has fucked us up. And I ain't ashamed to be cursing. I ain't ashamed to be saying nigga. I ain't ashamed to be saying none of this shit. If people don't want to listen to me or people don't want to fuck with me because they don't like I'm cursing or they don't like what I'm saying, that's cool. This shit ain't for you. Like, or if you don't want to do business with me because I got a damn opinions and shit, nah, fuck this shit. I don't care about no business, to be honest. I care about my community. Every damn thing I do, whether it's consulting, writing, shit. When I go get up in the morning and go exercise, I do it thinking about my brothers and sisters. I promise you. Okay? I don't do this shit for play. I do this shit because I got something real to say. And I see it and I watch all this shit that happened. And shit ain't fair. I know my history. I know what's going on out here. And I'm going to talk about it until I die. All right, y'all gonna have to come shoot me. Y'all want me to shut up because I'm gonna talk about this shit because it ain't fair. It ain't fair. The reason I push, especially females. That's why I did this podcast and called it what I called it. I'm pushing y'all. I'm pushing the black female to think for a second. To think about more than her fucking lace front or her lashes or her damn purse. I'm pushing her to think beyond chasing after some bum ass dude right now. I'm asking you to think real quick. Critical thinking. That's what we stopped doing. I'm a writer. I remember going to bookstores and shit and people be like, oh, I don't read books. Like, what the fuck you mean you don't read books? So you don't try to gather no new information? All right, anyway, so back to what I was saying. The feminist movement made it man against woman, black man against woman. Guess what was next, y'all? Drugs. Drugs. I know y'all love drugs. I know y'all love smoking y'all shit, doing y'all white, doing whatever it is you do. Let me tell y'all where that came from. That came from the government implanting, I don't know if that's a word, but putting drugs in our fucking community. Right? They were smart because they was like, we gonna get them somehow. We gonna fuck with their mind. Like, we gonna fuck with their body and then we gonna fuck with their mind. You know what I'm saying? We gonna fuck with their family units and then it's gonna fuck with their head. Then we gonna fuck with their body and just experiment and shit and see what the fuck happened if we give them this and give them that and all this other shit. Let's just give them anything they want. So they started the drug shit. You know what I'm saying? The cocaine, the crack, all of that shit. Because you know they outlawed weed back in the day because black people was smoking it and they ain't like that shit. Well, they really did it because they couldn't get tax on hemp. It was a hemp tax. They couldn't get that shit together. So then they outlawed marijuana. But they used it. They were trying to say they outlawed it because black people was getting high and messing with white girls. Look that shit up. I'm not making this shit up. This shit is real. So, that's why they started putting shit into our neighborhoods. Crack. For one. This is the 70s and this is late 70s and the 80s. You know what I'm saying? That was the whole, it was a whole thing. The 60s was the rock and roll and shit. And the 70s and 80s, they was getting lit. Right? But guess what? They started upping drug charges. You know what I'm saying? They started basically making drug crimes have higher sentences, criminal sentences than anything else. That's why you can have an ounce of weed and get a year in jail. You can, if you got some cocaine too much, you can go to jail for life, for real. But you can kill a nigga and get out in a couple of years. But so they basically started trumping up drug charges. They started giving higher sentences for drug charges after, guess what? After they put the drugs in our neighborhood, the poorest neighborhoods at that, right? They knew what they was doing. And you know what's crazy is guess who do the most drugs? Look this shit up. It ain't black people. It ain't black people. Guess who was going to the neighborhoods to get the drugs? Guess who? We ain't gonna talk about that. I ain't here to miss y'all that. But so, this is what you got. You got emotionally, physically, financially bankrupt community of black people. You got men who don't feel that they're able to provide or protect their family. Because guess what happens when you put drugs in a community? It's usually the man who's going to go sell them. And guess who's going to go to prison and jail for selling them? The man. And guess who's leaving the who does that leave the children to raise the children and to go make the money and feed the children, provide for the family? The woman. And she has to do it on her damn own. So guess what happens when you got your man in jail, the woman out here trying to provide? She becomes dependent on the system. Yes, you heard me. This is when she gets welfare. This is when she gets Section 8. This is when she gets on all the government assistance that she possibly can, because she ain't got no man. Her man is in jail. Remember, y'all gave him drugs to sell. He sold them. And he went to jail. Or he got hooked on them himself. One of the two. Then he probably went to jail anyway. You know, that's kind of where a lot of addicts end up. But he gets out. Now, this is where we get closer to the 90s babies. Hello. This was the 70s and 80s baby. This is what he, because he's going to get out now. He's going to get out of jail at some point. And he, guess where he's going to go back? He's going to go back to his old lady. His old lady. But here's the thing, when he gets out, he got a felony on his record. What that mean? Y'all know what that mean? When somebody got a felony on their record, they can't get no good job. I ain't gonna say they can't get no job. I ain't gonna say it. McDonald's always hiring felons. But they can't get a good job. They can't get a stable job. You know what I'm saying? It's hard as hell to get a job when you have a felony on your record. So guess what? He got to depend on her. He got to depend on her money. She's the man now. Because he can't work. He can't work a real job and provide. Matter of fact, because I can't provide, I really don't even feel like a man, actually. I really don't even feel like a man. So because I don't feel like a man, I ain't finna stick around and be made to feel like no bitch. So I'm gonna leave you. Oh yeah, I'ma have to leave you anyway, because I can't live here legally, because you're on Section 8. You're on welfare. And if I live here, you can get taken off of government assistance. And you can't do that, because guess what? I can't provide for you. So I'm just gonna go on. I'ma leave. I'ma go and talk to this other girl. She wet behind the ears. She a little bit younger. She don't really know what's going on. So I'ma go talk to her and see what she talking. She ain't got no kids. She gonna let me stay with her. Oh, this shit about to be on. But I know I got two kids with you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you holding me down while I was locked up. But what can I do for you? I can't do nothing for you. I'ma go talk to her, cause shit. At least, you know what I'm saying, she like to smoke and drink, you know what I mean? She like to party, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go live with her. You know what's going to happen with her? About 10 months later, I think my period is late. Think I'm pregnant. Oh, fuck. Now, you pregnant? Okay. We going to be together until the baby comes. Now, everything going to be all good with her until the baby comes. And now you asking me for money. Now you asking me for fucking money. Shit, it's the same situation with the last bitch. I ain't got no money. I can't. What can I do for you? Can't do nothing for you, girl. Okay, well, I need money for the baby. I ain't got no money. I work at McDonald's. I mean, what do you want me to do? Okay, but we got a baby, so you need to go get another job. Okay, but I can't get another job because I got a felony on my record. So, another single mother. So I'm going to leave and I'm going to go somewhere else. I might live with my mama this time. You know what I mean? That's pretty much the cycle. That's pretty much the cycle of what's going on to this day of the black community. So it's all what you will notice is all of these children being born into broken homes, ladies and gentlemen, broken ass homes. Man ain't there. He might come an area of the week on pick him up on a Saturday. You know what I mean? But the woman, she worked three jobs, two jobs. She's trying to start a business on the side. You know, she got two, three kids. No father figure in any of them lives, because he can't provide for his family. He got another whole family he's trying to provide for. It's too complicated and messy, and you don't seem to be on, y'all ain't on good terms and all this other shit. So, with that being said, continue listening to the Still Her Man podcast, because I'm gonna teach y'all what y'all really need to know about changing this system. Changing what's going on out here in our community, changing what's going on in your household, and the change starts with you. The change starts with you as a woman, understanding that a change needs to happen. It's not them. You can't change the man. You can't change the system. The only thing you can do is change yourself. Because when you start changing, when we as a collective begin changing our thought processes, our mindset, changing the way we eat, changing the way we treat each other, pop, that's when the change happens. That's when shit starts to look different out here. For real. I'm proud of this podcast. I know I feel a little like, I don't know what y'all gonna think, but I hope y'all hear me, because I ain't gonna stop saying this shit. So thank y'all for listening and tune in to the next episode. Take care.